Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Jumping Monkeys would like to thank CashFly for the bandwidth for this podcast. CacheFly.com. CashFly. This is Jumping Monkeys with Megan Maroney and Leo Laporte. Episode 67 for October 12th, 2008. Caring Corners. Jumping Monkeys is brought to you by AudibleKids.com. For your free audiobooks, just for kids, go to audiblekids.com/jumpingmonkeys. And by GoToMeeting. Online meetings made easy. For a free 30-day trial of GoToMeeting for your PC or Mac, visit gotomeeting.com/monkeys. It's time for Jumpin' Monkeys, the show all about monkeys that jump. And Megan Maroney is here, ladies and gentlemen, back from her... Where'd you go?
I went to Ann Arbor, and I also went to Seattle, and I thought you went out of town, but you keep never saying where you went.
So I didn't go out of town. I was going to go to L.A., okay. And I had a scheduled dinner with the folks from Carbonite.com, and then they canceled.
What? What's Carbonite.com?
Carbonite.com. It's a sponsor on the radio show.
Oh.
But unfortunately, they canceled, so I didn't have to go to L.A., so we could have done the show.
We could have done the show. We could have been even farther ahead.
It's okay, because we moved your record date, for those people who like to tune in, to 3:30 Pacific on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday afternoons.
So that's a babysitting thing, right? Or something like
it
that.
It was, yeah, work kind of slash...
You have a job?
I do.
What do you do?
I don't want to talk about it. Today on the show...
Are you in the phone book? Can I call and find out what it is you do?
No.
She's not in the phone book.
I'm a freelance writer.
I know that.
Okay.
I'm just teasing you.
Today we're going to talk to Jerry Perez of Caring Corners. Ooh, Ozzy got excited about that.
I thought that was your stomach. That was the dog. Okay.
No.
What is Caring Corners?
Caring Corners is a new toy company dedicated to teaching kids manners and how to say, you know, how to care about others. And so Whitney, my friend Whitney, who is half of the duo from Rookie Moms, she emailed me and asked me if she could send me this Caring Corners dollhouse. It's Mrs. Goodby.
Oh, and, I love Mrs. Goodby.
You have no idea who Mrs. Goodby is.
I have no idea.
The dollhouse is called Mrs. Goodby, and she said, like, she says, "Oh, guests are here," and then it has little dolls, and like if you put the little baby doll, you're wearing our spend right now, so it's hard for me to take you seriously. The night vision goggles, but I'll keep trying.
So Mrs. Goodby will join us later.
Jerry Perez, who's the creator, will join us to talk about how to teach kids caring. And oh, let me finish why she sent me. She sent me two of these dollhouses.
Oh.
One for me and one for Annabella and I to give to someone less fortunate.
So is that kind of the premise of that?
Like to teach kids charity and how,
oh,
you know.
I like that
idea. So it's interesting because usually when we give, I've been trying to teach Annabella charity, but it usually means giving her own toys away. So I think actually going to be really easy because she got a free toy and
normally
gets to give one away.
You would pay for these toys.
Normally you would pay
and you pay twice
yes,
as much,
but no, you don't have to buy two. That's not the deal with the toy. That's just the deal with the promotion they're doing, you know. So that's that. And you want to get right to the spend save give since you're already wearing the spend.
It's pretty cool.
what Leo is modeling for those of you who can watch it, twitlive.tv.
For those of you who can't, I feel so sorry.
For those of you who can't, you'll see the link on the show notes. This is the Eyeclops night vision goggles.
Okay. Now
you have to be in the dark for them to really work.
Oh, well, I could do that. Let's see here.
You turn out the lights.
Yeah, okay, now it's dark.
Okay. These are not cheap. They're $72.84 at Amazon, but they can see up to 50 feet in the dark.
If it's real night vision, $72 is not bad.
Yeah, it's real night vision. 50 feet. That's a lot. They're great for camping, having fun.
So this is like a hatch?
Well, that's so if you want to see.
Like,
I don't know.
I can't see. Okay.
It's the Eyeclops. Do you have them on? Did you turn them on?
Oh, I have to turn it on.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you do.
We used them a few times, and the kids really enjoyed them in the closet. And now that it's getting darker.
Is everything green?
It definitely works. Everything does look green. Did you turn the switch on and then did it work?
I think maybe your batteries are dead.
What? Oh, did we leave it on? That might have been the problem. Oh, no.
Man.
Well, it's not really that dark in here anyway.
Yeah, you cheated me. I wanted to see in the dark. Man. They're very cool looking.
They are cool looking. I'm going to bring you some more batteries.
Like Greedo or something.
Yeah.
I have batteries.
Okay.
This will occupy me for the rest of the show.
Okay, excellent. I'll be doing shows. So that's iClops.com, or you can get them at Amazon. We'll put the links on there. Fun toy if, you know, you have an extra $70, you know, hanging out.
You're in the complete dark. I better turn the lights on.
Yeah. You have all these fancy lights. You spent thousands of them. Yeah. Okay, now.
I don't need night vision glasses. I've got.
Regular glasses.
I've got light panels.
And lights. But this would be good for camping and stuff. Are you going on a camping trip anytime soon?
Sure. Okay. No, you know what? This is actually an interesting question because Jennifer and I differ.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer is a big believer in camping. Mm-hmm. She said, my dad took us camping and we learned values and blah, blah. We shot moose from helicopters and it was great.
And you're like, yeah, but he didn't have Wi-Fi internet access in his home.
Yeah,
so
I said,
why not?
I like my toilets made out of porcelain. Thank you. So, and I'm not. I'm like a hotel type of mm-hmm. guy. So we've always... this has been the one area where we've kind of differed.
Really?
I'm a little more of a luxury hotel type, and she's a little more of the let's get out in the woods and smell like smoke.
Yeah.
And as our son is now 14, she really believes that as a character builder, I really ought to take him camping.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I will. So if you've got something really good for it.
Well, that's the night vision goggles.
Oh. Okay.
Now we're on to something else.
That's it? Oh, it's over. I thought you were going to do something.
No, now we're on to something that I know you like, naughtycodes.com, which isn't
naughty,
as exciting.
Naughty,
K-N-O-T-T-Y? No, C-O-D-E-S.
NaughtyCodes.com.
This is another site with coupon codes, but it's just coupon codes. It's really easy to navigate. You know, these are the codes that you can enter in. We've talked about these before. But I really like this site. It's very simple. Just, you know, it's got the Google side, but it's just black. The Google style, except, you know, it's just the codes.
It couldn't be simpler.
Yeah, it couldn't be simpler. And you can just, there's like a little drop down menu to find the store you're looking for. And then you can see all kinds of codes that you can use at the register, online register.
So, okay, select a store.
Like Amazon, for example.
Oh, is Amazon on here?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, Gymboree for...
Abe's of Maine.
Yep.
Acacia. Oh, this is a long list.
It is a long list.
Air France. I could use a deal.
Yeah.
On tickets to
see
France.
See if there's any coupon codes for Air France.
Okay, so you enter Air France, you press go. Click here to reveal. Business class deals to Europe. Save up to 70%. Wow.
Ooh.
I need that. I would love, if I could save 70%, I would go. And then I guess they make some money on this.
Yes. Naughtycodes.com. I'm always looking for another way to save money. I know that's not your bag, but...
No, I love to spend, spend. I pay retail and everything.
All right. Now we're on to the give. Stinky kids.
Naughty codes.
Naughty
stinky
codes.
Stinky kids. I'm seeing a kind
iClops,
of
naughty codes,
here.
Stinky kids. Stinkykids.com. These are little t-shirts.
It's the last time I let you go on a vacation, I'll tell you right now. Oh, more t-shirts.
Yeah, more t-shirts. They're cute, and they all tell a little lesson. Yes.
They sing a song.
Do they? I can't hear the song.
We act like kids. We play like kids. All of us are just stinky kids. We say, always be leaders.
So they're cute little t-shirts that each have a little character, and 10% of the profits.
Okay, enough of the song. Stinky kids, stop.
10% of the profits go to Books, Bears, and Bonnets, which is a gift basket. They do gift baskets for kids with cancer in hospitals.
So. And what kind of t-shirts? What do they look like?
They have little characters.
I can't tell because they play a song and I can't.
You can't turn the sound off. They've got little characters that each one, you know, they teach little lessons. And it's a mom-owned business.
Oh, that's neat.
And they're cute. I like the artwork on there.
All right, let me see if I can find it. Here comes a song. Okay. All of us are stinky kids. There's no way. There's no way to stop this song. Here, I'm going to click on my favorite kid. There we go. Stinky kid.
What color is your favorite
Billy.
Kid?
Well, I just picked it random, and it turns out that he's chocolate. Always a leader of good when putting others first and sharing. Now, does he have a t-shirt, or how does this
work?
Well,
he appears on the t-shirt.
Oh. So you pick the kid you like.
Mm-hmm.
So let me pick on another kid. Who do you like?
I like them all.
I bet you like Julie. Because she's got big hair.
Yeah.
She kind of looks like you.
She does.
Okay. Always a leader of good, creating unity with others and friendships. Hopscotch, reading in her princess bed, riding bikes. Did you have a princess bed?
No, I didn't. Always had a regular bed.
You had an advertising agency account executive bed.
Yes.
Did you?
Yes.
Yes.
I did. All right, so that's
have
your spend.
You?
No, that's
did
your
I throw
that's
you?
Our spend. We, you know, we were off our rhythm a little bit. I think we've
it's
got our spend.
We haven't done a show in a while.
We've got our save. We've got our give
spend,
now.
Save,
let's
give.
Do a sponsor. You choose.
She is running this show with an iron fist.
No, I'm letting you choose which sponsor we do next.
I want to say a little bit about GoToMeeting. We'll do Audible Kids a little later on. How about that?
That sounds
great.
You've
got a pick, and I know we want to hear your pick. But I have a pick if you have to do meetings of any kind. Now, you do this because
I travel for my secret job.
You travel for your secret job to the secret bat cave?
In Redmond, California.
But what you could do is you could do this. You could do GoToMeeting. Do
I
they
could.
Ever use GoToMeeting?
No.
They are?
They should.
See, they're not really thinking. All right, here's the deal with GoToMeeting.
Perhaps they use Windows Live Meeting. But
do they? Do they really?
We don't, but...
See, I didn't even do that!
No.
Jeez. Okay, so here's the deal. You want to use GoToMeeting. Why? Because, I'm not going to name names, but Windows Live Meeting stinks. And it's so much faster, so much easier to use GoToMeeting, but you don't have to take my word for it. You try it free for 30 days... Yeah, let it go head-to-head against that other guy. There are actually several other ones, and I'll tell you, the real truth of this is the underlying technology, which is from a company called Citrix, is what Microsoft themselves use for their remote access product. Citrix knows remote access, and GoToMeeting is the best when it comes to meetings, made simple, made easy, made fast. GoToMeeting is the one. Secure. Setup takes a couple of minutes. It's great for sales presentations, product demos. What you do, you could collaborate on documents. You know, your editor could sit there and edit right in front of you. You could work together. Good for training, too. If somebody has a program, wants to teach you how to use it, you could take control from your computer to theirs. It's really remarkable. Try it free for 30 days, a month of unlimited online service free. Go to gotomeeting.com/monkeys. gotomeeting.com/monkeys, and I want you to say monkeys because they say, oh, we never hear from the Jumping Monkeys crowd, and I want them to know that the Jumping Monkeys people use GoToMeeting, so make sure you use our coupon code when you go there.
Well, thank you, Leo.
As I said,
we are waiting for a call from our friend Jerry Perez at Caring Corners, otherwise known as Mrs. Goodby. You should go to the site caringcorners.com. And take a look so you know what we're talking about.
I should go there. CaringCorners.com.
And I should remind you to turn the phone on, right?
The phone is on,
okay,
baby.
Good.
When that phone rings, the dog will bark. And when you hear the dog barking, that is a sign that our caller is ready. Oh, look. It's making music, too.
And
hello.
How are you?
Hello. I'm
come right in.
Yes.
That's exactly what she sounds like.
That's Mrs. Goodby herself.
So far, it hasn't taught Milo and Huck manners yet. They like to knock
him.
It over to make Annabella
good
really upset.
Garden.
So...
Parents call.
What do you get? I don't.
It's an actual dollhouse, like a big plastic dollhouse, a real life, not a virtual
dollhouse.
Oh, I see.
And in the dollhouse, you learn good manners.
Right. It
welcome
to you.
My home. So, let me show you around.
So if you, like, flush the toilet, it gives you a compliment. And if you wash your hands after you go to the bathroom.
If you leave the lid up.
Be sure to spin me around. I have 6 rooms on my other side.
Me too. Let's see. Rotate. Okay, I'm going to press the button here.
If you're looking for something to eat, fruit and veggies are a tasty treat.
Here's a snack.
That's very good. And it teaches children to eat more fruit and veggies, which is actually what they should be eating.
Good
and
morning.
There's also a code.
Breakfast
we should
time.
Ask Jerry about this because I haven't
breakfast.
Investigated. I think
excellent.
There appears to be some kind of
you know,
social
it's rude
network.
To talk when Mrs. Goodby is talking.
Sorry, I couldn't exactly hear Mrs. Goodby. Excuse me.
That's very polite of you to say, excuse me, would you
I'm
like the floor?
Hand.
Yes, Megan Maroney.
There seems to be like some kind of online community or like social networking involved too, I think, with this. Like there's a special code on the box that I was supposed to
kinda
enter.
Kind of like the, what are those called?
Club
Whiskins?
Penguin?
Or what?
Webkins?
Webkins.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Well, this is exciting.
By the way, I'm on the line.
He made me jump. Hello, how are you?
I didn't hear.
He's there. So we were just, you were listening to us talk to Mrs. Goodby.
Yes, I was listening to you explore the house. You were doing great.
Yeah, until Megan started talking over Mrs. Goodby.
But then I learned to say, excuse me.
Yeah. There you go. That's part of the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, it's good to talk to you. Thank you for calling into Jumping Monkeys.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. It's a real pleasure to be here.
Now, how did this idea come about?
Well, it's interesting. I've been in the toy business for over 20 years, and I've worked at companies like Fisher-Price and Leapfrog, and I'm also the father of three girls, and you know, over the years, creating great toys for girls has been a real passion of mine, and a couple years ago, I had this comment in the back of my mind from my wife, and I remembered back to when our kids were, you know, 4, 5, 6 years old, and I remember she said that there was one toy in particular that there wasn't a day that went by that they didn't play with it, and that was this classic dollhouse that we had.
Dollhouses are great.
Dollhouses are great. I mean, yeah. it's such great open-ended imaginative play for kids that, you know, it really is the kind of toy you want your child to engage with. But nobody's really done anything with dollhouses for many, many years. There really hasn't been a breakthrough in terms of any new feature or any new angle in a dollhouse that would make parents really, really interested in the category all over again, and that's what I set out to do.
Are dollhouses, until now, have dollhouses been kind of a secondary category? They're kind of dying out. Is it considered an old-fashioned toy?
In some ways it is. And in some ways the challenge was to kind of bring it into a more relevant experience for kids, because as you know, kids are watching TV, they're on the video games, they're doing a lot of screen time these days.
Oh, but my daughter loved her dollhouse. She really did. And she's only 16, but I think that she was on the cusp of that. She's kind of one of the last kids to still, you know, have toys.
Yeah. I have to say that I have a dollhouse that my mom has kept, my dollhouse, and my daughter's had, she's 5, and she's had some interest, but not as much interest as she has in the Mrs. Goodby dollhouse. She's much more engaged.
Is it more appealing to modern kids?
Well, it's appealing. It has a classic play appeal. I mean, dollhouses have never, ever completely gone out of style. They've kind of ebbed and flowed. But what we set out to do was to create a dollhouse that was really interactive with the child, that would really respond to the child in a real personal way. So, as you know, the dollhouse is a character, and it responds to you as you play with it. So it doesn't talk at you. It actually responds from the child playing within the dollhouse. And, for example, if you hear the baby crying as you're playing with the house, you know, Mrs. Goodby will say, "Baby sounds hungry, look in the fridge." And the great thing about
the baby's in the fridge?
That's no.
The first thing you should teach your children.
You're absolutely right.
Okay.
She actually says, look for a bottle of milk.
Because okay. I'm telling you, I'm a concrete 4-year-old, and I would look for the baby in the fridge.
No. It says, look, because our development experts have been through all this.
They know.
So she says, look for the bottle of milk in the fridge. The great thing about Mrs. Goodby is that she's a smart house, too. So if immediately after that interaction, you go and you open the refrigerator, Mrs. Goodby knows that you did that in sequence, and she says, good job for doing that, and then there's a happy baby sound. So it's that kind
of
smartness that you'll see throughout the house. You were laughing about the toilet, but if you take the doll and stand it next to the toilet and trigger the flushing sound, then if you immediately go and stand at the sink and trigger the sink sound, Mrs. Goodby will say, good job, you washed your hands, you know, reinforcing the positive behavior of washing your hands after you go to the bathroom.
Well, let's take a listen to that.
Yeah, go ahead.
My kids love that sound.
They love it. It's actually the most popular hotspot on the house.
I bet it is.
No question about it.
Oh,
one
goodness.
Flush is enough.
Oh, no.
It's one flush is enough because you also don't want kids to waste water.
I think that's a good lesson. Yeah, that's a really good lesson.
So you actually had developmental experts that were involved in creating this?
Yeah, because, you know, one of the things that we've learned, you probably have seen that in the toy industry, there's been this explosion of learning toys, you know, and there have been so many toys out there now that are focused on teaching ABCs and 1, 2, 3, and so many different ways to do it. That's been kind of the phase of the last couple years, but the things that we were learning from moms was that they were also very interested in developing social and emotional skills. And we kind of racked our brains to say, well, how would you do that? And that's where a dollhouse is a perfect format to be able to do that in, because you've got people interacting, you've got children interacting with parents, you've got children interacting with babies and pets and moms interacting with the family. There's just a lot of opportunity to really get these social and emotional skills. And we said if we're going to do it right, we're going to do it in conjunction with an expert. And we brought in Dr. Michelle Borba, who's you know, basic expertise is in the area of what she calls building moral intelligence and getting kids to do the right thing. So we brought in Dr. Borba, and she really helped us look at the house and craft it in such a way that it was, in fact, a teaching tool. In addition to it being just a really fun experience, that it also really taught kids some of these basic emotional skills like empathy, which, as Dr. Borba always points out to us, is really the fundamental building block of you know, compassion and learning how to deal with other people. So she was has been a tremendous help in our efforts here.
So what age does she say empathy is, kids can learn empathy?
Well, it's interesting. What we've learned is that things like compassion and fairness and empathy do come naturally to younger children. But if these qualities aren't nurtured, they may be lost. You know, there are a lot of influences in our society today that make it difficult for kids to hang on to these kinds of things. And so through Dr. Borba, we've realized that the best ways to reinforce these things is at a very early age. And then, of course, play is a natural way to do that when children are so young.
It's interesting that the kids start with empathy and lose it.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that kind of makes sense. It's a cold, harsh world out there. And you flush the toilet twice, and who knows what could happen.
Well, the other thing with many toys today is there are some that have great positive impact. Many of the educational toys are great. But there's also a lot of toys out there that really focus on values like how you look and are you pretty and are you strong and all these kinds of things. And, you know, parents are constantly telling us that they're backlashing against that, and they really don't want to have those kinds of alternatives in their house. However, you know, they're looking for more positive pro-social alternatives. So that's another reason that we came up with Mrs. Goodby.
So on my dollhouse, there was like a little code, and I've saved it, but I haven't done anything with it. What is the code for?
So the code is our recognition that not only are kids enjoying hands-on play, but they're more and more enjoying going to the computer, getting on the Internet, and playing games on the Internet as well. So what we've done is, in the house, we have a parent guide. And in the parent guide, there's a series of stickers. The stickers are to be used on the back of the house in something called the Good Deeds Garden. So, for example, every time your child does an act of what we call caring, sharing, or preparing for responsibility, you know, you should feel free to reward them with a sticker. And they can take these stickers and literally decorate and build their own garden of caring on the back of the house.
Oh.
Every third sticker has a special alphanumeric code underneath it. And if you take that code and you go to caringcorners.com and input that code, it will unlock a special game or a piece of content that the child will really like to engage in. It's usually a game. It's usually a game that reinforces messages of caring, sharing, and preparing. But it's all to extend.
Oh, I'm sorry. I went to Caring Cornies. Hold on.
How are you?
I'll just mute the little house. Yeah, sorry. Thank you.
Mrs. Goodby, we're talking right now.
Mrs. Goodby doesn't know. No, I wanted. So at some point, somewhere, I could enter in this code here.
Absolutely. On caringcorners.com.
Oh, log in. I see it. Yep.
You can enter it in. You can go online, and that will unlock a new game that you haven't played before. So in some ways, you know, many parents have done behavior charts where they put something on the refrigerator, and every time your child does something good, you put a sticker up there. And particularly if you set the goals, and as your child achieves the goals, you reward them with the stickers. And we said, well, is there a way to do that in a way that really motivates the kids to do these things? And so that's how we got into, you know, the idea of rewarding that through a special online game that you couldn't get unless you did this nice thing for somebody else.
That's
kind of the whole rationale behind it.
That's great. But you actually don't have to do it for somebody else. You could do it for somebody virtually.
Actually, the way it works is it is not per se a social connectivity site, because kids this young,
you don't want them to do that.
Right. You really don't want them to be online interacting with people they don't know.
Right.
It's really more within the household. You know, this is something the parent can use to reinforce positive behavior in the home.
Got it. So the parent, it's up to the parent whether the kid got the token or not.
That's exactly right. I mean, if the parent chooses, let's say the parent does not want the child on the computer or feels that they're not ready for the computer, they don't have to do it, but they can still reward them with the stickers and build a beautiful little garden on the back of the house.
That's so cool.
Well, that's really interesting because some toys, you know, like Webkinz, for example, they're really only, you can only play with them with the computer. It's not, there's really nothing else you can do with them. But the dollhouse, I mean, I like it.
It's physical. Do you find that kids really do take to this? I mean, I guess in this day and age, something as simple and analog as an old-fashioned dollhouse just isn't enough to grab kids, I guess.
Well, we have found in both the in-home testing that we've done, and now that the product is out in the market, if you go to any of the .com shopping sites, whether that's Amazon, ToysRUs.com, or Walmart.com, all of our reviews are at this point 5 stars. So we've gotten very, very positive response from all of our in-home testing on this. So we're very excited that we've got an experience here that really is appealing to kids today. And, you know, the whole idea here was to not just create another dollhouse or another toy, but to, first of all, obviously make it interactive and really fun and appealing for the kids to engage with. We've got the online dimension, which kind of extends the experience into another whole dimension. But one of the things that I'm most proud of, quite honestly, is our partnership with Goodwill Industries. And Goodwill Industries, as you know, funds their job training programs in 2,100 communities across the country by taking in and reselling secondhand merchandise. Our partnership with them is really, I think, one of the first of its kind ever to be done by a children's product in conjunction with a nonprofit. And what we're asking parents to do is, when you get the Mrs. Goodby dollhouse, we're asking you to take the box that the house came in, fill it with your gently used toys, and get your kids to donate some of their gently used toys and clothing, and then child and parent have the experience of going down to their local Goodwill and giving the child that firsthand experience of giving something to somebody else. And, you know, this is something that Goodwill has really gotten behind. All of their stores have really been very supportive of it. We've been supportive of it in our packaging and on our website for Caring Corners. It's a great, great thing all around, and we're really, really thrilled that we could actually take all these messages of caring and sharing and not just make them things that you can talk about, but things you can actually do with your child. We thought that was a really important dimension.
Yeah, I find that my daughter, who's 5, is only beginning to now accept, okay, there's some people that don't have as much as you do, and this is what we're giving these things to. I think it's, you know, she's been seeing me give things away to people for a long time. But do you have any tips for parents to ease their children into giving their toys away that they don't want to part with?
Well, I think, you know, the first thing is, first of all, exactly what you're doing is right on. If kids see positive behavior like that, modeled and reaching out to other people and connecting with others who are less fortunate or who need your help in some way, that's role modeling the right behavior to kids. And what it does is, again, it again helps kids understand this concept of empathy, because empathy is what it's all about. You really can't reach out to somebody until you, in essence, put yourself in their shoes and think about what the world looks like through their eyes. And that's really, really important. Dr. Borba has always been a big proponent of this. She has seven separate virtues that she talks about in terms of getting kids to do the right thing. And the number one cornerstone and building block is really this idea of empathy. And ways that you can get your kids to think about this are to, you know, point out things like, if somebody looks sad, you know, you can say something like, did you see when they said that the expression on their face, did you see how, you know, they were frowning or they looked like they were going to cry? that's sadness. That means you made that person sad. What can you do? What could you have done to prevent that, or what could you have done to make that person happier? Talking about emotions on a very basic level, you know, we think kids know this stuff, but quite honestly, it's stuff that we've acquired through years of being, you know, teens and adults. That's how we've learned it. But the youngest child has not yet mastered the ability to understand emotions in other people and to label them so that they can try to help somebody out.
Well, I'm really glad we could talk about this. I think it's very cool. And you and Annabella really got it, right, Megan? I mean, this kind of worked for her.
Yeah, we haven't given the other one away yet, but we have to find someone. So I'll let everyone know how that worked out. I'll write about that on my blog. But
go to Cots down the street.
Yeah. I think we might. So, Jerry, how much does the Mrs. Goodby dollhouse cost?
The dollhouse retails for about $79.99 in most of the retailers that we're in. But we're seeing also that we have other doll packs that are sold separately. We have one that's around $5.99. There's one at $9.99. There's one at $14.99. And we've seen some very strong sales on those. Those are all set up. You know, many times dollhouses are just collections of furniture sold separately.
Mm-hmm.
We've made sure to include a doll in every one of our furniture packs so that there's a complete play pattern all in one. So there's ways to get into the Caring Corners experience, which is kind of the overall banner for Mrs. Goodby. She lives in this town called Caring Corners. There's a way to get into that experience at a much lower price than $79.99, too.
Right, and it's good to have sometimes, like, if you want to get a big gift for your child, and then you can tell relatives and friends and stuff to get the smaller things. You
absolutely.
Know, it's nicer than having a bunch of unrelated toys that you get.
Absolutely. We see that quite a bit.
Well, thank you so much, Jerry.
Well, thank you, Megan. Thank you, Leo. It's a pleasure to be here, and we really appreciate your interest in Mrs. Goodby.
Good. Well, if Mrs. Goodby is interested in us, we'll give her the phone number.
I think she is.
Okay. Thanks, Jerry.
Thanks very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Jerry Perez with CaringCorners.com, which is part of a larger company.
Mm-hmm. RC2, I think. R2C.
Learning.
Oh, Learning Curve?
Something like that.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was interesting. Yeah,
Learning Curve. Yeah,
I think... empathy is really hard. I'm finding that a friend of mine told me that I wasn't. Marco had taken Annabella to drop her off at kindergarten last week one day, and another friend related this story that her daughter was really sad when she was leaving, and she was sitting on the teacher's lap, and the teacher said, you know, who would it make you feel better to sit next to? And she said, Annabella. And so Annabella was already sitting next to two other girls. And
sorry. She didn't call her bitch, did she?
No, but she did. They just were kind of like, okay. And then the teacher asked one of the girls to move over and sat the
and
one that was
really
sat next
it,
to Annabella. And then Annabella was just sitting there, you know, and the teacher said, you know, sometimes when someone is upset, it's nice to put your arm around them. And my friend said that Annabella still didn't do anything. And that, like, the girl sitting on the other side put her arm all the way around.
Oh.
And I thought, you know, I don't know. I tried to talk to her about it, but I think
do you disagree with him that it's innate, that it's built in, and that we lose it?
I'd never heard that before. I'd always heard that it was something that you have to,
I think it's temperamental.
But I mean, because the reason why I've heard that it doesn't exist before is like in twins, you know, the boys.
They think they're the same person.
Well,
they bite each other. They don't care.
Right. Well, there's that. But also, like, the cry, you know, they always would cry around each other. And they do feel, they do show some empathy towards each other, but, like, not really early on.
Right.
You know, not like if one of them's, you know, actually, now that I think about it, I think that some twins do show empathy. Like, you'll notice, like, if one child is crying, the other one will cry, too, just because they feel.
But I remember you saying that Milo would cry and Huck would, you know.
Yeah, that's what happened most of the time.
Yeah, he's not tuned in, even though they're twins, and you think they'd have a little more of a connection. I think there is temperamental. There's a temperamental thing going on where some kids are born, like Henry is much more empathetic, I think, than Abby is.
Really?
And it's just something that's kind of built into him. And not from two, but from maybe five or six, I could definitely notice that he would feel how other people felt. He's the only of the two kids. He's the only one who ever said, "Oh, he's gonna be sad because he has to be alone. Maybe we should call him." Or Abby couldn't care less. I'm thinking it's something that maybe some people have more of than others, and just from birth. Maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know either.
You know, I don't even think the so-called child psychologists know.
No,
there's just what the current belief is.
Yeah.
It's all a great mystery. I have no empathy for anybody at any time. I couldn't care less. Jennifer's very empathetic. Henry's like Jennifer.
I think you're empathetic.
Abby's like me. I am? Oh, I fake it well.
All right.
I don't know if I am or am not, come to think of it. I'll have to ask Jennifer. She'll tell me.
She will tell you.
She'll let me know.
Okay. Well, you want to do an Audible pick?
I think we should do an Audible Kids pick.
Audible Kids pick.
You know why? Because Audible Kids is a wonderful place to go for people who want kids books. Am I wrong or am I right?
You are not wrong.
I believe I am correct. And we're going to do something from Beverly Cleary today.
Yes, this is my pick of the week is Socks. Do you ever read this when you were...
Tell me about it. I'm not sure
Socks
I remember it.
Socks is the story of a young couple with a cat. And then...
I have no empathy.
You don't like cats.
I'm not a big cat.
And then they have a baby, and there is it's sort of.
I have read this.
It's told in the point of view of the cat.
The cat's really pissed.
And the cat is mad, and he doesn't get as much attention. And then it's just it's really funny. I read it when I was little. I just finished listening to it with Annabella. It's read by Neil Patrick Harris, who also reads.
Oh, Doogie.
Yeah, Doogie, and he reads all of the Henry Huggins books that are on Audible, and I think he's fantastic.
Kittens for sale. Debbie's voice sounded encouraging as she hid Socks under two of his litter mates. He promptly wiggled out. On a day like this, his own fur was warm enough. Why do you keep hiding Socks? George tried to look as if he just happened to be standing there by the mailbox and had nothing to do with the kittens.
Because he's the best kitten, and I want to keep him.
You know who Doogie Howser was also in?
How I Met Your Mother.
No, it's an internet.
Dr. Something something.
Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog.
Yeah, the Firefly guy did that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was
name?
Wonderful. And, of course, our good friend, Joss Whedon did it, and our good friend Felicity was in it. I can't remember her
name. Good friend Felicity?
She's my very, very good friend, and I can't remember her name. But
how is she your friend? And how is she our friend?
Our good
did she
Felicia
used to work with
Day.
Us? Did she used to work with us?
No,
or
we don't know Felicia.
Oh.
I've interviewed her. She's an actress.
A friend of Twit?
She's a friend of Twit.
Okay.
When I say R, I'm a friend of Twit.
To the family.
You know who else? The family. You know who else is a friend of Twit? Audible Kids.
Audible Kids is a good friend of Twit.
They're a friend of Twit because they are sponsoring this show. If you go to audiblekids.com/... See, I always do that wrong. kids.audible.com/jumpingmonkeys. Is that right?
Both are right.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not
kidding. All this time, I've thought I was
doing
it wrong. But we
should get the offer right this time, because we've said there were 9 books, but last time I checked, there were 6 books.
Well, let me go right now to kids.audible.com/jumpingmonkeys. Audible is, as you know, a wonderful place for audio and learning. And Audible Kids is specifically for kids. Same thing, though. It'll play on all your portable devices, your iPod, your Sansa.
Your
laptop.
You can
stream from a computer. That's right. Burn it to a CD. That's probably how you do it. So here's your free download. You get to choose from any of these 6 books or choose a bestseller for more than 4,000 children's audiobooks. So, see, there are 9 here.
No, because the bestsellers down there
Oh, they're not the free downloads.
Free.
I see.
Free.
These have a price. These have 0.
And I am.
So it's
and you
6.
Can. You don't have to choose one. You can
you
get
can
all.
Choose,
you just have to add them to your cart and then go back and.
Add them all the cart. Continue shopping. Yes.
And then
there's
you just
one,
keep going back and going back.
There's 2. Gift of the Magi, Rapunzel, Telltale Heart. Ooh, Halloween.
Coming up.
A little spooky, scary.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be good.
Ozzy's scared.
Yeah, Ozzy's scared. I don't know what he's scared about. Ruff, ruff. He's scared of that Mrs.
Could be.
Could be. So go to kids.audible.com. Notice, by the way, on the front page, not just little kids, kids of all ages. Mm-hmm. And if you've been trying to get your teenage boy to read, Audible's another great way, a great tool.
Yeah.
Kids.audible.com/jumpingmonkeys. We thank them so much for their support. A great resource for parents who like to read and the kids who like the parents who like to read, who love them. .com.
Yeah, we are very close to moving Annabella into the iPod stage
because
she
really?
she has a whole entire like Case Logic thing full of CDs, books on CD that we've burned from Audible, and they just get scratched and they get, you know, and so
all digital.
All digital.
You know, plastic media is so 2000. It's over. And we ought to just have to realize that now.
I discovered that on the plane the other day, which I never thought about. I brought my copy of The Office, which I'm watching, the most recent on DVD.
Isn't it good?
And it runs your battery out so fast. Right. But if I had bought it on iTunes, then, or, you know.
You know what else is great? You can buy the current season of The Office or a lot of shows on the on iTunes, and it just gets delivered to you.
Right. And then that uses a lot less cycles on your laptop.
So your laptop,
I think so.
It does. Yeah, because it's not spinning
it's
something
not running
physical.
Something, yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's already running the hard drive.
Right. Yeah, but not the physical thing, right.
No, I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right.
I know. So, yeah, that's going to be next iPod for my 5.5-year-old.
That's amazing,
what
isn't it?
What does come to?
It's amazing. Well, you know, we live in a material world.
We do. And, you know, I'm not buying her one. I'm going to give her the one you gave to us a long time ago that Marco doesn't really use.
Oh, good. That's a perfect choice. Yeah.
Now we have reached that moment in the show which everyone waits for their entire lives.
I'm so glad because I have no idea what you're talking
Listener
about.
Listener feedback.
To be famous.
Your chance. You want to hear an email first?
All you have to do is call us 707-981-4602.
We didn't mention that in the beginning of the show.
We didn't mention it at the beginning of the show. We're going to mention it now. That will be our Grand Central number. Mm-hmm. When you get there, don't worry. Nobody's going to... You know, sometimes I'm a little shy. I don't want anybody to, you know, respond.
Mm-hmm.
So this way, nobody will respond to you. It's just, just somebody will, you'll hear Megan and me, but we're not really there.
No, we aren't.
And we're not, we're not looking at you in your jammies or anything. You can just leave a message.
Just call.
You
can email me at megan@twit.tv. But it's nice if you want to even email me an audio file so we can listen to your wonderful
voice. We do like
to
hear you. And we were thinking about using TalkBox. We'll talk about that.
We'll talk about the talk box.
I don't know if the talk box is going to work or not.
But you can also go to jumpingmonkeys.com and click on the web button. It's call
That's
me.
That's the easier way because then it's free.
Mm-hmm,
the other way you actually pay toll charges, but this is free.
Enter your number and it will call you back. And again, you won't need to talk to us and we don't save your phone number. So shall I start with an email?
Yes.
From Duncan. Duncan writes, I'm woefully behind on my podcast, and I just finished listening to episode number 61.
Uh-huh.
Towards the end of the episode, Leo mentions getting some tutoring for his son.
Yes, and I still haven't done that, but we do mean to do that.
I thought you hired somebody.
Actually, maybe we did. I don't remember.
I thought you hired a kid. Anyway, if you haven't...
Did. Okay, yeah, tell us what.
He wants to mention tutor.com. As a possible spin for digital parents. My wife recently became a tutor on their site after passing an extensive test and background check. She teaches Algebra 1 and 2 and geometry. I've been watching them over her shoulder the last few weeks, and she's worked with hundreds of different children from across the country. It is a pay site. It's certainly comparable to what you would pay for a traditional tutor, which his wife used to do.
But it's via the internet.
Right, and you have the benefit of your child working from home on a schedule that meets your needs.
True. I wonder if it works as well.
I don't know. And I wonder, did you go to tutor.com? I wonder if it's like, you're on Grand Central.
Yeah,
I wonder if they do it through Skype or if it's email or...
Let's see.
Oh, it's really slick with a shared whiteboard and a chat room.
Oh, very fancy. Is it... It's not tutor.com.
For privacy issues, there's no audio, no real name.
Oh, I spelled it like Henry VIII tutor. Let me spell it right.
T-U.
I thought it was the...
T-O-R.
I thought it was the tutor family.
Okay. No audio, no real names, and limits on URL sharing. This ensures protection of both the tutor and the student.
Here's a little video from tutor.com. So a whiteboard is actually good.
Yeah.
So this is you, and you say, hey.
Hey.
There you are working on something for school. And wham... I'm stuck. Maybe you're doing your math homework. Do I subtract 3 from both sides? You see, this is the question Henry asked me. Studying for a history quiz. When did the Civil War end? Getty's what? Or proofreading your English paper? Adjective, verb, chemistry? You get the idea. Now what? So you could just go there. Go to tutor.com and get on with your life. So I guess, I presume they hire high school kids or even adults.
Well, she's an adult. His wife. Really, I assume she's not in high school.
They're all, it says 24/7.
Yeah, he said an extensive background check.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I think this is cool for two things. I mean, it's cool for students, but I think it's also great as another kind of job that you could do from your home, thanks to the internet. I think that's really great.
Mm-hmm.
Tutor.com.
Someone in the chat room just asked an interesting question about whether you could use an iPod Shuffle for Audible books. Someone else answered the question, said you could shuffle albums.
Well, here's the problem. I've used a shuffle for Audible books. Of course you can. You can use a shuffle for anything that you would play.
Uh-huh.
The problem is keeping them in order, because the Audible books are chapterized, and then of course, there's sometimes several files per book. So all you do is you turn off the shuffle. You don't want it to shuffle. The book will be out of order.
Oh, so you don't have to shuffle with a shuffle.
You don't have to shuffle with a shuffle. You can turn off the shuffle. Press play. You just have to press stop. Now, the only thing is, if you do ever get out of sequence, it's kind of hard. You got to figure out what you're listening to, where you are, and all that.
Uh-huh.
But it's fine. It's better to have something with a display that tells you what you're reading, where you are in the book.
Right.
You can see the chapter markers. It works very well on an iPhone or an iPod Touch, because you can then see the chapters and go chapter to chapter.
Right. I often put my iPod on shuffle, my regular Nano, and it does pick up chapters at a time. And
it does.
The kids, they don't mind that.
You mean going out of order?
Yes. Like, it'll be like chapter 7 of Charlotte's Web, and
two.
Then chapter 1 of otherwise known as Sheila the Great, and then chapter 5 of Frog and Toad Were Friends.
That's how much attention they're paying to it. They don't. It's just words of going like this for them.
I know.
You would care. Trust me.
Right.
Call me Ishmael, and then the whale died. Page 2. I mean, it's not, it's not a good...
They don't mind so much. Sometimes they mind. They'll get into one, and then they'll just be like, what happened? What is this shuffle you're speaking of?
So you can turn off the shuffle. Clearly, I would say, unless your kids are like, Megan's and really...
And don't care.
Don't have any sense of time.
Or empathy.
I would say turn off the shuffle feature, but then because you don't have a display, you're a little stuck.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Did anybody call us?
There's two calls here.
Two calls.
Yeah, let's start with this one from Downey, California. You ready?
Hey, Leo, Megan. What's this I hear that you guys are so against lead? Don't you guys realize that lead is everywhere, from the paint that's on your houses down to the pencils that your kids use? In class?
No. Wait a minute. Let's.
That's our friend from Downey again.
Let's flatten this one. The lead in your pencil is not lead. It's graphite. Eat it all you want. It's just, it's a kind of basically dirt.
In fact, eat your pencils
Eat your pencils, kids. It's not lead. Yes, there was lead in paint. It is now illegal, because when kids eat lead paint chips, they get very, very sick. Lead is not good. Lead is not good. Lead is not good. Okay. So I don't want anybody to get the impression that this guy knows what he's talking about. Call number 2. Do you want to do another one, or would you like to read a letter?
I'll read an email that up.
This is a chance just to say lead is not good.
Yeah, that's a good chance. Thanks, Downey.
Don't put it in your toys. Don't put it in your paint. It's illegal to put it in paint now. You can't put it in paint.
Sue
or gasoline.
From Vasilia, California?
No, it's Wasilla, Alaska.
No, it's not.
No? Okay.
It's California.
Visalia.
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 Sue asks, Megan, where can I download the earliest of your podcasts, since iTunes only goes back to episode 45?
Let me explain. We only go 20 episodes back at a time on any of the feeds.
On iTunes.
Actually, if you have been listening all along, your iTunes will show all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But the way it works is there's an RSS feed, which is simply a text file that iTunes uses to figure out what shows are on the show. And if we put all the shows on there, this file would get very, very big.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because we host the file and you download it, in effect, every time you launch iTunes goes out and checks, is there a new show? In order to do that, it has to download that whole file.
Mm-hmm.
So every single person who has a subscription to our podcast may download that file several times a day.
So I'm sure they do.
Yeah, they do. So if the file gets to be 100K, which it would if we had all your shows in it, that actually ends up being a ton of bandwidth. Right now we do about 2 terabytes a month of bandwidth on just the feeds, just those little text files.
Wow.
So in order to save us money, we only do the last 20 shows. But there's good news. If you want to go back in time and listen to any of our shows, the easiest way to do it is to go to our website, twit.tv, T-W-I-T.tv. Each show has its own page. In fact, the Jumping Monkeys page is twit.tv/JM. And if you go there, you'll see the program guide. You'll see the current shows and the last 10 shows, but you can press the next, I guess it would be the previous button, the previous button, and go back. You can go all the way to episode one. In fact, you can go directly there by entering any show number. So if you want to go to Jumping Monkeys episode one, just type twit.tv/JM1.
And if you want to go to episode 13?
What would you type?
twit.tv/JM13.
Very good. Yeah, we don't put zeros in, so it's 1 to whatever, 66 is 67.
So what about Twit? Is it twit.tv, twit1?
Well, because Twit was the first show, there's no Twit. So it's twit.tv/1 through twit.tv/165.
And what about Net at Night?
N-A-T-N.
N-A-T-N.
And so all the shows, Security Now is SN. But if you just, you'll quickly figure it out if you go to the website, because if you go to twit.tv and you click any one of the shows by name on the left there, it'll take you to that page and you'll see, oh yeah, twit.tv/NATN is Net at Night.
I don't recommend listening to number 1 through 10. I was still getting
No, you're very self-conscious, but it's been a great show from day one.
11 to through 15,
no,
maybe.
Good shows, all of them. I don't even remember. What did we do the first show? Do you remember?
We just chatted, I think. And then
I was introducing
our first interview was with Maggie Mason of Mighty Goods.
Well, that's great. Mm-hmm. Even if we sucked, at least the guests were always good.
Yeah, the guests were always good.
So. Yeah, no, so all of them are on the webpage, because that doesn't cost us anything to put them up there on the webpage. So they're all online. You can download them all, but you need to get the link from the webpage as opposed to... And by the way, the webpage even has a player on there, but you can click download the MP3 on the webpage. And then the feed will always have only the most recent 20. But that's also because we figure 90% of the people who listen are only want to hear the recent ones. They don't want to hear.
Exactly.
If you've subscribed all along, though, you should see all of them. In your directory, yeah.
Unless you deleted them because your iTunes is full.
Yes, that's well. You know, I'm not sure if it would still show you the listing in the iTunes store if it would show you the listing or not. I don't know if they.
Huh,
I don't know if
good point.
They cache that information or not.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
All right. Did we get another call?
You feel brave.
I feel brave.
Okay. Yeah, we did. This one's from, it's from Downey, California.
Okay. Did we get any calls from anyone besides Downey, California?
No.
What? You people need to call us. What's wrong?
You people, if you people would just call this number, 707-981-4602.
Tell us you're listening, please.
Or go to jumpingmonkeys.com and click the button that says, call us.
Mm-hmm. Or call me.
Call me.
Well, Jason and Heather, they wrote me and they said, I guess it's really Jason, although he signed it Jason and Heather. My wife and I listen together as we drive doing errands each week. She's a middle school teacher and I'm a doctoral student in educational psychology and also teach child development.
Cool.
You and Leo do a fantastic job covering developmental issues. We're a little behind, but I'm looking forward to the school anxiety issue as one of my research areas is on math anxiety.
Oh, cool.
Here's a suggestion. DonorsChoose.org. This site allows teachers to request money for school projects and visitors can pick projects they wish to fund. We actually talked about Donor Choose in episode 26.
Did you really?
We did talk about Donors Choose at some point.
Impressed.
It was really interesting.
They probably need some money because I see that their national leadership partner is AIG.
Oh, that's too bad. But
Crate and Barrel's still around.
Yeah, it is scary for nonprofits. I mean, it's scary for everybody now.
No, but I think you're right. I think that a lot of that donation money is going to dry up just like credit's drying up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
But boy, that's got to be tough.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Because the people, I mean, a lot of money comes from like all the, you know, the really rich people out there.
Yeah, who aren't so rich anymore.
Right, yeah.
You know, Scott Bourne told us he's lost $7 million last week.
What?
Yeah.
$7 million?
I would love to have $7 million to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. He says he knows people who've lost it all.
Oh. Well, if $7 million isn't all of it,
it's half of his money.
Wow.
Yeah. He is a dot-com guy. He had a company called Net Radio. And I think that was the name of it, and sold it for a considerable amount of money. But he's been spending it rapidly. And then this happened, and it's just terrible. So
it is.
Soon Scott will be living upstairs in the extra room. We're fitting it all out for him. It's got a little tub.
It is nice up there. Scott, you'll enjoy it.
Very cozy.
With $7 million, that's all he can afford?
Well, who knows what's going to happen? The stock market seems to still be going down, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
As of this
it
recording. Does. Megan, we're not only are we out of time, you know, I realize we get a lot of email.
Mm-hmm.
People are just shy.
They're shy. Don't be shy.
We like to hear your voice. It's an audio podcast, mm-hmm. so don't hesitate to call us. But if you feel you prefer to email, Megan@twit.tv. Twit.tv.
Mm-hmm.
Is it working these days? I wonder if we lost that in the crash. You know, the big crash of
08. Is the phone working?
The phone's
My
working,
email
is
working.
Are you still getting Megan@twit.tv?
I got one email saying that they got
a bounce.
Returned. But,
okay, good. I fixed it then.
But I'm still getting the emails.
I thought I'd restored every email. But then
I'm still getting emails.
You ever get that wake up in the middle of the night with one of those cold sweats?
Yeah.
Go, did I forget to turn off the gas?
But maybe our Grand Central number went down. That must be the problem.
Oh, it's Google's down.
Yeah.
God, I should have known. Google's so unreliable.
Yeah.
Don't you notice? Actually, our website is not so good right now, as we speak.
That's all I've got.
Thank you, Megan Maroney.
Thank you,
Thank you
Leah
all
LaPorte.
For joining us. We'll see you next time.
On Jumping Monkeys.
Bye-bye.